This is your Glacier Markets Farm report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 336 for Monday, April 7th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures Canola Market made a late push on Monday, rising by the double digits due to a rally in equity markets. This morning, there were reports U.S. President Donald Trump planned to pause tariffs for 90 days on every country except China. Those reports were denied by the White House, and Trump later threatened additional tariffs to China. Chicago's oil and Malaysian palm oil were down, while European rapeseed was mixed. Crude oil was also in decline. West Texas International oil futures fell below $60 US per barrel as the sell-off in crude oil continued on Sunday. It edged above the mark earlier today. The Canadian dollar was steady compared to Friday's close. The May canola contract was up $14.60 per ton at $636.60. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were steady to higher. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported 1.583 million tons of corn shipped for export during the week ended April 3rd. Marketing year shipments totaled 335.582 million tons so far, up 30% from last year. The eastern U.S. corn belt is expected to see wet conditions over the next 5 days, while Argentina and Brazil should see drier conditions next week. The U.S. Department of Agriculture projected Brazilian corn production for 2025-26 at 130 million tons, up 3.2% from the previous year. AgRural reported the country's first corn crop to be 88% harvested as of April 3rd, 10 points ahead of 1 year earlier. The May corn contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.65. The USDA reported 804,370 tons of soybeans shipped last week, the third largest weekly total at this time of year since 2002. Marketing year shipments total 41.555 million tons, up 10.6% from last year. AgRural estimated that 88% of Brazil's soybean crop was harvested so far, 3 points ahead of last year. Argentine conglomerate Vicentin shut down activity at its soybean crushing plants on Saturday due to a lack of contracts. The company has been in bankruptcy proceedings since 2020, but vows to reverse the shutdown once the judicial process is finished. The May soybean contract was up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.83. A total of 334,888 tons of U.S. wheat were shipped for export last week, and marketing year exports are at 17.69 million tons, up 15.1% from 1 year ago. Minor crop damage was reported in hard red winter wheat growing areas of the U.S. due to freezing temperatures, while flooding in the lower Ohio River Basin damaged some soft red wheat growing areas. However, the next couple of weeks should see dry conditions in those same areas. The May Chicago wheat contract was up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.37. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.59. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.93. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, April 7th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.